I'm Sean Kelly with Orlena Kane, and on Wednesday mornings, we have our family therapist, Dr. Julie Galthorpe, with us. And today's topic has been gaslighting. And Julie, we'll wrap it up with gaslighting. What are the effects to people over time of being gaslit? Yeah.
Well, I think you could think of it as like an erosion, because it happens over time. And so you're left kind of questioning your own sense of reality and that trust in yourself to know when something is off or someone is lying. Because gaslighters, who are often in a position with you like a partner or someone you're working with, they're to be someone that you trust, but they lie outright. They have no conscience kicking in, and they don't show that they're lying at the time. Like, there's no tells. So they will tell you an outright lie to the point that you become unsure whether anything said is the truth, and then you question whether you might just have it all wrong. So, because they will deny something even if you have proof. So you might get a response like, you're paranoid, that's why no one likes you. And then you start to think, oh my gosh, maybe no one likes me. If I can't trust that this is true, then maybe all of these other things are true or untrue as well. And so you then start to lose trust in other people. You have to also remember that gaslighters know where you are vulnerable, and they use it to hurt and control you. So for example, if your integrity is very important to you, that's where they're going to attack you. They may say things that undermines how you feel as a professional, a parent, even just as a person, like you're not a good person. And they'll pull up things from your past, things that they might have put a spin on to validate their position and to make you question that. They will also attack you verbally. So when you push back or they feel like they're losing control over you, they will launch into a rage or a tirade of every bad quality they want to attach to you. So you can be left feeling shaken, unsettled, and then you wonder why, you're in this position, and you start to blame yourself. Because what gaslighters say is different than what they do. So do not listen to what they're saying. Those are lies. Then they might throw in some complimentary words or false praise to maintain control. And what that does is, as humans, then we'll be like, oh, well, they're not so bad. Maybe they just had a moment. And this is part of the manipulation, where they tend to use our humanness against us. So that's where that humanness, or those little things that we try to see the good, that keeps us stuck in that loop. So it's really important that we set that boundary and reach out to other healthy people in your life if you're having a hard time doing that.
Thanks for the conversation this morning. Before we leave you, Orlena and I were talking last hour. It's the Quinney Mall's 50th anniversary today. It opened up on Wednesday, August the 18th at 9:15 in the morning. Mayor at the time was Russell Scott of Belleville. They cut the ribbon at 9:15, and the rest is history. 50 years ago today, you were telling OC and I that you actually worked at the mall.
I did work at the mall in high school. I worked at a store called Just Kids, and I hadn't really thought about that until you asked me about my experiences at the mall. And getting together with friends there was always the Sears candy counter, probably when it first opened when we were younger.
Hang on a sec here. Sears what?
There was a Sears candy counter. Orlena, do you remember that?
Yep.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
They had these little chocolate rosebuds, yes. Mm-hmm. So those were things as a kid. And then Christmas, Bruce the Moose. I remember him quite well.
Oh, Bruce the Moose. I forgot about Bruce the Moose.
Who was the mascot at the mall?
Yeah, he was this big moose. Well, he was a big moose.
He
could talk.
He played a piano.
Yeah,
he
played a piano.
He bounced on this piano, yes.
Wow.
I worked at the Kmart at the Quinney Mall back in the day. Remember Kmart? Yeah. It used to be the big store. The big department store that came in Kmart.
I don't remember that, no.
Kmart is where Winners would sort of be, but that's the extension that happened past, yeah.
What was in where Sport Check is? What was back in there?
It was Kmart.
Oh, that was
Kmart was in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
And the theaters were in the mall then. The theaters were in the mall.
Sneaky D.
Theaters were
Sneaky D. Was it Sneaky D or Sneaky Pete's?
Oh, Sneaky Pete's.
Sneaky Pete's.
Yeah. Do you remember what you got paid at this Just for Kids store?
I do not, but I'm thinking it was well below what high school students are getting paid at this point.
Julie, yeah, it's probably like $3, between $3 and $5.
I had that conversation with Liam and Taylor yesterday. We were talking about student jobs. And my job pumping gas at a gas station in Barry's Bay was $2.35. And now they're making like, you know, $15, $16. So things have changed.
I remember working at Canadian Tire. In my first job, I think it was less than $3. It might have been $3.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Thanks for this. Julie Galthorpe, our family therapist, sharing memories of working at the Quinty Mall.
Right, yes. Quinty Mall, good times.
All right. Thanks, Julie. Have a nice day.
You have a nice day as well, everyone.
Right, bye-bye.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock.